conversation once we had adjourned from the floor here. But he talks about, is there any evidence? Well, I would direct you on your laptops. There's a website, How Money Walks. And the data that they utilize is IRS data for where a person filed before and where they're filing now. Maryland, on this site, has lost over $7 billion by their data. Their number one loss, too, was Florida. $4.16 billion of wealth had gone to Florida. Number two, North Carolina, $1.35 billion. Virginia, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, yes, it's going away. 2 days ago, I had a conversation with a very good friend of mine, local boy from Frederick, who did very, very well. He's now living in Florida. They're having to jump through hoops so that he can make a significant donation back to the county so that he does not lose his Florida residency. He still wants to give charitably. But the fact is they have to go through these hoops to even give to our nonprofits. This bill, I'm going to vote for it. I certainly encourage you to vote for it. Is it where I want it to be? Absolutely not. It gets us where we should be with recoupling many, many years down the road, I think, frankly, to accommodate some of the concerns that the gentleman from Prince George just talked about in trying to phase this in. Myself, in my planning practice, as I advise clients, yes, I've had five clients I've advised to stay another 32 days in Florida, declare residency, and see what the bill is. From an estate tax point of view only, it's $650,000 for one individual and over $1 million for two individuals, if they're married. You could buy an awful lot of first-class air tickets to go back and forth to see the grandchildren for that money. Our nonprofits are harmed. Our, you know, just by having them as residency here, we're harmed because we would like to have them back those other months. And this, I think, is one way to just take this issue off the table. You know, he's right. The climate might be the driving force. There might be many other forces. But to the extent this is a driving force to pay for that move, we need to take that off the table. And this is a good way to move in that direction. I urge a green vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. I'm going to recognize the senator. If you don't mind, we kind of go back and forth to the senator from Montgomery County, District 18, if we could, please. Then, Senator, we'll hear from you in District 17, okay?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I join my colleague from Hyattsville in thank you for your comments yesterday. They were very interesting because I think they do help frame the conversation about where do we go on, I think, what is one of the central political issues of our time, and that's rising income inequality. And where do we draw the line for what is fair and what isn't fair when it comes to this issue? We spend a lot of time talking about the issue, and I think our culture, pay it forward, pay it back. To me, the estate tax is one of those things where you pay it back. You pay back the community that has allowed you to thrive. I have the good fortune to serve on the Budget and Taxation Committee, and when I do so, I get to sit with a number of leaders within this body who I have great respect for, the chairman, the vice chairman, the majority leader, and the subcommittee chair of capital, and when I'm not in line with them, it makes me think, because I have such great respect for them. And I think all four of them, their stories tell a remarkable story about our state and our country as to what the last 60 or 70 years have meant for providing people with an opportunity to really grow and prosper in a way that throughout human history they never had before. But the question is, what responsibility do any of us have to pay back the community that has given this opportunity for us to prosper? Long ago, we decided, as a country and as a state, to establish an estate tax that did that, that looked at paying it back to the community for people who did incredibly well. You know, when we have a state where, as my colleague from Prince George's County pointed out, we have the most millionaires. And the amazing thing is, over the past 20 years, we've made a variety of tax policy decisions where, for those of you who have been here all that time, people have said, the millionaires will leave. We will lose our status. And in fact, over and over, we wind up with more millionaires. We even have more as a percentage than we used to. Because when you look at the information that the Census Bureau provides for our state, we have an interesting pattern. Yes, people over 55 tend to migrate out of our state for a variety of reasons. Part of it might be for tax policy. Part of it is for golf. Part of it is for better weather. Part of it is going to where their grandchildren happen to live now. But when you look at the data, because Maryland is such a vibrant economy, lots of young people move to our state. We pull in between 25 and 35 during the last decade. We pulled in more than 100,000 people in that 25 to 35 age frame. And we lost less than that amount, less than 50,000 at 55 and above. So what's happening is as people move away, as people, as we discussed with our colleague from Harford County who's retiring and going to play golf, much discussed, you never knew that speech would come back to be such a center part of this debate, but as people like her and her family make that very rational decision for quality of life, because they want to go somewhere warmer, someplace where they can enjoy the life and the resources that they have built, more people come to our state because they understand the economic opportunities that we have here. And part of the reason why we have those economic opportunities is the investments we make as a state government to allow people to find their way and to prosper and sometimes greatly prosper. I think if we want to make an effort to address income inequality, we have to do things like increase the minimum wage, do things that we have fallen down on in order to help people below, because right now what I see is too much money, too much of this debate swinging towards the people who have the greatest resources, and for those who have the least opportunity, who have the least resources, they get left behind. And we have to find a way to balance it. And I think moving forward with this bill at this time, without making some of those other important investments in helping people at every part of the income classification or the income structure, is wrong. So I would say at this point we should cast a red vote on this bill and keep our ability to ask people to pay back to the state of Maryland the opportunities that they have been provided because of the unique and wonderful environment we have helped to build in our state. So thank you very much, Mr. President.
Senator, thank you. The sponsor of the bill, District 17, then we'll recognize the Deputy Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I agree basically with everything that's already been said, but there's one thing that really gripes me is when I know people who have moved their official address to another state, and maybe they live here Monday through Friday, but they're somewhere else on the weekends. That is unacceptable to me and to all of us. But I think that I go to a lot of senior citizen meetings, and that people are asking me about these things, and I keep telling them the things they'll miss if they go somewhere else, and we all have our ideas about that. But I think that we do have the largest number of millionaires because we have a wonderful economy here, and I just hope that we will pass this, because I think it's a good economic development thing. With the seniors who have come to me and said, you know, well, we're leaving, and so, you know, that creates the housing market. But I think that what we're doing here is a good thing for the economy in the state. And we'd like to keep these people in Maryland, and particularly since they've spent most of their lives here earning and appreciating and enjoying things that we have. And I don't believe that our education system is something that many of these seniors are concerned about for their own families. They know it's important, and that's one of the things that has created our good economy here. So, but, you know, it's not just in the South. People are going to Delaware, you know that, and Pennsylvania, and all sorts of other places. So I just hope we will cast a green vote on this. I think that if you stop and think about it and talk to some of the seniors who are moving, you'll hear the same thing that I have just mentioned. So I'm really pleased that we've got this bill in, and I hope we can pass it.
Okay, we're going to recognize the lady senator from the Deputy Majority Leader at this point in time.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to our attention.
Then we'll hear from the lady senator from Montgomery County, followed by the Majority Leader.
Yeah, I just want to call our attention to two recent articles that were written, because as you all well know, 14 states still have an estate tax, and six of them really are looking at how to move away from it. And I believe it was the state of New York that was mentioned, where Governor Cuomo now is really considering proposing raising the exemption up to $5.25 million. The two articles that I want to refer you to, one is the Forbes article entitled Four Ways to Beat State Death Tax. The number one way is to move, and that's what we're talking about here. And I think the gentle lady spoke about that. People who earn money really do, some do want to stay here. The Wall Street Journal recently included Merlin in an article, states you should not be caught dead in. Forbes in the article said, where not to die in 2013? Merlin. That's not the kind of articles we want written about our state. And so I'm going to urge us to vote in favor of this, because I think that we have a robust economy moving forward. When we look at energy, when we look at technology, and all of the things that Merlin is leading in, I think we're going to be in great shape. Thank you, Mr. President.
Distinguished lady, Senator from District 19.
I changed my mind on this bill because I initially thought it would be a great protection for the farmers, because I did believe that many of the farms, not only in my county, have a great value, but they do across the state. We've taken care of that now, and that issue, which I was concerned about, is now taken care of. I did change my vote because I am concerned about the continued inequality that we have between the haves and the have-nots. We have prayers almost every morning here, and the prayers often include things like look out after those who can least look after themselves, in whatever language that choose to be posed. And I do believe very strongly that if we're sincere about some kind of inequality in our state, having people who are rich stay richer and the poor stay poorer is certainly something we need to be thinking about. I'm going to be voting red on this bill, and it is because of the fact that I think that although any number of us in this room probably qualify for the higher deduction, in fact, I'm sure of it, that it is important for us to be thinking about equality across the state, and I think this bill does not discourage people from staying. I think we get discouraged from staying, and I speak as an older person because of the weather. I'm not leaving the state.
All right. Senator from...